Он вычеркает, пишет, представит людей. Нимады, Бхакти, Гранда, Шамады, Нимады. Намасте, Сарасу, Будей, Дорба, Нимады. Нирви, Чей, Шарасу, Нивади, Таса, Дяди, Сумбаши. Ома, Гьяна, Дебранда, Сья, Гьянанджа, Салакая, Таксур, Мудитам, Йена, Казмай, Ши, Гурве, Намаха, Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupanakam Rayam, Sadati Swapadartikam, Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Bharatamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sadhuratam, Sadhara Raghunatam, Vitantam Sadivam, Sadhaitam Sadhudutam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagra Lalita Krishna Sakandriyascha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Nidena Madhurga Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Krishna Sindhe Takta Kanta Dorona
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Srimad Bhagavatam Kendo 4, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega in the City of Purandara, Text Number 19. Kalasya Duhita Kachit.
Kalasya Duhita Kachit.
Sri Lokam Varam Ichati.
Sri Lokim Varam Ichati.
Haryatanti Navarishman.
Haryatanti Navarishman. Pratyananda-takaschana
Kalasya-duhita-kachit
Kalasya-duhita-kachit
Trilokim-varam-ichati
Trilokim-varam-ichati
Paryatanti-navarishman
Paryatanti-navarishman
Pratyananda-takaschana
Pratyananda-takaschana
Kalasya,
Kalasya,
a formidable time.
A formidable time.
Duhita,
Duhita,
the daughter.
The daughter.
Kachit,
Kachit,
someone.
Someone.
Trilokim, Trilokim,
Trilokim.
Within the three worlds.
Within the three worlds.
Varam,
Varam,
husband.
Husband.
Ishati,
Ishati,
desiring.
Desiring.
Paryantanti,
Paryantanti,
traveling all over the universe.
Traveling all over the universe.
Na,
na,
never,
never.
Varishman,
Varishman,
Okin Prachini Varisha,
Okin Prachini Varisha,
Pratyanandata,
Pratyanandata,
accepted her proposal.
Accepted her proposal.
Haschana,
Haschana,
anyone,
anyone.
Translation for what by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Prachinivarisha, at this time the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. Purport. In due course of time, when the body becomes old, cracked, invalid, it is subject to jara, the sufferings of old age. There are four basic kinds of suffering: birth, old age, disease, and death. No scientist or philosopher has ever been able to make a solution to these four miserable conditions. The invalidity of old age, known as jara, is figuratively explained here as the order of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. Kalasya duita kachit yutri lokim varam ipsiti Paratvarya Tanti Nabarishman Katyananda Tatashana. My dear King Pratibarishat, at this time the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasadhyaya Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Dhaname. Namaste, Sarasvati Deva, Gauravani Pacharne, Nirvishesha, Snuvadi, Vaisvadyaya, Shatarne. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions time a number of times. Matter of fact, time is one of the five subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti, well, first of all, is Ishvara, the Supreme God. Then there is the jiva atma, then there is prakriti, the material nature, and then there is kala, time, and karma, activity. So karma is one, the kala, or time, is one of the inevitable, well, you could say, eternal principles that are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. As Krishna says, Nidayate Brite Vakidachit Nitwebaham Jatunasam Nitwebene Janadipa Nichayavanabha Vishama Sarvevayam Tatpur. That there was never a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. We're all eternal. And time is also eternal. Just as we're eternal, where the time is also eternal, and Krishna is eternal. Material nature, although in the different forms, is eternal, although the forms are temporary. And although karma in the material world is temporary, but as long as the material world exists, then karma goes on. And it's been going on since time immemorial. In any case, to think that one can surpass time is foolish, because although they made efforts to reverse time, but all those people who made all those efforts to reverse time, time reversed them. And now they're no longer there. Prabhupada used to say, so many great so-called great personalities have come, and they've tried to conquer the earth. This is what Muchakunda proclaimed when he saw Krishna, that I was one of those foolish kings who thought that by my armies that I was going to conquer the material universe. Although I was always conquered by my wives, still, I had this foolish notion that I was going to conquer the universe. But in the due course of time, I was conquered by time. So time defeats everyone. As a matter of fact, at every moment, as it says, Paravas tavada bodha jata, yavana jignasika atma tatam, yavana kriyas tavada dhamma avai, Paramatmanasyena Sharira Vandaha. And the previous verse was, what's the previous verse? Darkness. First word. Nunam Brahmanta Kurute Vikarma, in Indriya Pritya Aprinoti, Nasada Manye Yakatmaroyam, Asanati Kleshida Ashadeha. Nunam means indeed. In other words, Maharaj Vrishabhdev was quite surprised. Nunam Pramata. Pramata means crazy. In other words, everyone in the material world is crazy. And that doesn't exclude us. Why is everyone crazy? Nunam Pramata. Kurute. Kurute means activities. People are performing activities for happiness, but they're doing vikarma, things that we're not supposed to be doing. In other words, they want to become happy, but they're doing the things that will make them unhappy. So that's certainly madness. If you're going to try to become happy, that's good. Everyone, that's our nature, is to be happy. But to be happy, try to become happy by doing things that are going to harm us and harm others, that's very bad. And then why? Pramata. Because people are crazy. Why are they crazy? Because they're identified with their false, or their minds, as I said the other day, are involved with the false ego. And the false ego is telling us to do things which are just a waste of time for the soul. In other words, if we don't know who we are, then all our time is wasted. The same example is that man working hard, putting money in the bank every week. But he has the wrong bank account number. So he's working hard, putting so much money in the bank, and when he finally gets the opportunity to retire, he goes to withdraw the money and finds out that there's nothing in the bank account because he put it in the wrong account. So people are very proud of how hard they're working, how much they're making an endeavor, but it's all based upon false ego. And therefore their efforts are useless. Even these personalities that are glorified, Andaya Tandir, Upakimanas, Epiksha Tandra, Uru Dhamivara, even the great personalities that people are following, just like probably give the example of someone like Napoleon. Napoleon was considered a hero, or perhaps still considered a hero in France. And they erected a statue to honor his activities. And once a year, the municipality comes and they scrape off all the bird stool from his statue because it's outside. And then they do a ceremony to honor Napoleon. And the next day, the birds come back and make their offering. So, they're honoring some statue, but the question is, where is Napoleon? Perhaps Napoleon is one of those birds coming to make the offering. So what good is it being a Napoleon and getting so-called honor if you wind up to be a bird somewhere, if you're lucky? So that's called pramata. Working so hard to satisfy society, friendship, and love, and at the end, you wind up in the lowest species of life as a reward for all your endeavor. And either if you're fortunate enough to come back in the human form of life, then you have to start all over again. 9 months in the womb, squeeze out like toothpaste, screaming, then beating on you as soon as you come out. Then that's still the beginning of the miseries. It gets worse. Again, you have to find out which way is left and which way is right. And if you don't get it right, then they don't move you up from kindergarten. And then again, 1 plus 1, how much is it? I don't know. It's too difficult. I forgot my calculator. Actually, I forgot how to turn on the calculator. All over again, one has to start out. And as Kali Yuga goes on, Tatsvanudinam Dharma Satam Socham Dayana Shama Alena Kaliya Rajan Akshantyaya Balam Smriti. Day after day, how Avataran influenced Kali Yuga, people are hoping there's going to be progress. Matter of fact, it's advertised how much progress we're making. How we're going from iPhone 1 to iPhone 11, and they'll keep on going. And every year, as I said, the iPhone gets quicker, or the smartphone gets quicker, and everyone else gets stupider. And they call that progress. But day after day, Dharma is going down. Religious principles are going down because people are crazy. They don't know Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to attain Krishna, and they're working for temporary economic so-called development. But even that, they don't know how to economically develop. The very food that will produce health, they're covering with poison and feeding the people in order to kill them off quicker. So this is quite unfortunate that people are crazy, and therefore they don't even know how to eat properly. They don't know how to sleep properly. They don't know what to drink, they don't know what to think, they don't know what to do, they don't know anything. And they think they have some qualification because they have a piece of paper given to them by other crazy people. Confirm that they're just as crazy or more crazy than anyone else. So, pramata kuru te vikarma in indriya pritya prinoti. The only thing they know is how to gratify their senses. If their senses want something, if they feel some itching sensation, then they think that the goal of life is to satisfy the itch. In India, but a person with little knowledge, a sadhu, who knows something about eternity, the sadhu-manya, he doesn't think like that. Yata atmano yam, because he knows the son of Bikleshita Ashtadeha. He knows that this is all just temporary. And everybody doesn't get involved in such things. Asana pi kleshida ashadeya. And it's full of misery. The very attempt to become happy by doing mad activities will simply make us more distressed. Even one thinks by economic development I can get so many things and become fortunate. Now I have one car, I can get a better car. But when I get the better car, or I get two cars, then I'm twice as much anxiety. Before I had a car, it was beaten up. We didn't care if anyone else beat it up, because it wouldn't make any difference. But now I have this fancy car, everyone's envious, everyone wants to beat it up. And if it gets somehow or another involved in some kind of destruction, then I become overwhelmed with lamentation. It's bad enough my body is going to disintegrate and deteriorate. But now I'm worried about my car, or two cars, or my family, or my nation, or my city, or my house. Everything's falling apart. I have so much more to lament about and be in anxiety about. And we think that's progress. Although all these things are just meant to protect me, give me some resources so I can eat, sleep, mate, and defend. But I've simply made it so complicated, I have not even time to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. I'm working so hard collecting money, and Prabhupada said, they get one piece of toast for lunch because they're too busy with their meetings and they're trying to get ahead in life. Or as it said, they're working so hard to get money that they sacrifice their health in the beginning of life. And at the end of life, they sacrifice all their money to get health. So in the beginning of life, they sacrifice their health to get wealth, and at the end of life they sacrifice their wealth to get health. So this is certainly madness. Nisara Maneyata Munoyam Asana Pi Kleshida Ashadeha. So Natibi Duswarthikatim Hi Vishnu. Actually Paravas Tavada Jata. So one is said to be defeated by the illusory energy, as long as one is not inquisitive about the nature of the self. Because we're imagining that somehow or another I can influence the material nature and make suitable arrangements for my protection and happiness. But we can't even influence one atom. Time, which is changing everything, changing every atom, we can't even stop one atom from changing. So what can we do? We can just waste our time trying to stop the inevitable. Of course, we don't make it together either, put ourselves into misery. We don't have to. Misery will come automatically. We don't have to try for it. Whatever intelligence Krishna is giving us, then we can utilize it to try to maintain his body nicely, so we can, without so much disturbance, try to execute pure devotional service. But beyond that, we can't stop the inevitable deterioration and ultimately change of the body. So to do too much, or to worry too much about what's going to happen, is simply wasting our valuable time. Instead, one should actually try to utilize the time, as I said yesterday. Anyone remember the verse I said yesterday? Ayur Haradi Vai Pumsam. Anyone know the rest of it? Ayur Haradi Vai Pumsam. Udan Nas Dan Kayan Yaso. Both with the rising and the setting of the sun, everyone's duration of life is being lost. Ayu Harati Vai Pumsam Udan Nashtam Diyan Yasau Tisyarte Yet Shino Nita. Shino means at every moment. Tisyarte, one who's engaged, Atasya of him, who's engaged, at every moment, Nita. In doing devotional service, Uddhava Shloka Vardaya, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, he's not dying, he's actually getting life. He's coming to life again. Now the soul, although it's eternal, is practically dead. It's asleep. And what is it? What is our sleep? How do we know we're asleep? Because we're dreaming. And what is the dream? Well, just look in the mirror, you can see your dream. That's our dream. It's not us, it's our dream. It's a dream that's been given to us by the material nature as a reward for our subtle dreams. So, the process of devotional service is to wake up again. So that in spite of the fact that material nature is going to go on, even when we go about the spiritual world, it's going to keep on going on. There's nothing we're going to be able to... No one can stop it. It's Krishna. Kalasmi Shayakrit Pravido. Kalasmi Bharatarsha. Time I am. So time will keep on changing the material nature to fulfill the desires of the living entities and give them the results of their karma. There's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do about it is change our attitude, change our desires. And maybe by doing that, we might help others change their attitude and desires too, their perspective on things. Other than that, the material nature is going to go on. The threefold miseries exist eternally. The five elements and everything else around us that we see, that's going to be eternally there, changing under kala of time. But we can change. We can change our consciousness if we want, and put our consciousness from this ever-changing material energy. We put the consciousness on Krishna. And that's why we're chanting about Krishna. That's why we're hearing about Krishna. That's why we're trying to do some activity to serve Krishna. So we can change our consciousness and transform it through the anxiety of living in the material world to the happiness of living in the spiritual world. So that we can do if we engage in devotional service, in pure devotional service, and try to become conscious of Krishna. Try to worship Krishna, try to love Krishna, try to serve Krishna, and then time will have no effect on us. Because as time as goes on, even when we, as it says here, Jara, who will make everyone? The husband. Jara comes to greet everyone. And Jara is a symptom of death coming. So Jara will come to everyone. But in the meantime, Jara will not affect us if we're actually coming alive again in devotional service. Then death will mean not in another body to die again, but to go back to the spiritual world, or at least live in the spiritual world eternally, and never come back again to the material plane of consciousness. So that we can do, and that's the opportunity we have. And as much as we utilize it, then Krishna will reciprocate, and he'll bring us beyond the realm of time into the eternal time. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any comments? Questions? Yes.
How to pass the bed?
Well, make a nice bed. How to prepare for death? What does it say in the Bhagavatam? How do you prepare for death? That's part of it. When Pariksit Maharaj, when Shukadeva Goswami held Pariksit Maharaj, Varyan Esha Te Prashna, Pitam Lopi, Tari Paha, Atman Tamatapam Sam Chodi Vyadi Shu Yet Paraha. That questions like this are valuable. Varyam, they're glorious. Eshita te prajna. Kritan loki hita ripaha. That it's beneficial for all kinds of people. The person asks the question, the person answers the question, and the audience will hear both the question and the answer. Unfortunately, Shrota Vyadishu Rajandra Srinam Chandi Sahasra Shaha Apashitam Atmatadvam Viheshu Griham Edina. Those who are in the material concept of life, they're not preparing for death, they're preparing for sense gratification in all the species of life. And what is that sense gratification? Nidriya ritenatam bhavavaya chavavaya divicharte hararajan pitumba bharaninava. During the at night, nidriya ritenatam. They're having sex, if they can. Or they're sleeping. Neither are they not done. At night they're sleeping or having sex, and during the day they're trying to make money and then buy things. And what is it all about? Deha patya kaladradishu atma sanesha satsuji hesham pramatam idhanam pashanati napashati. What all this endeavor for the body, for the wife, for the children, for the house, what is all this endeavor about? To somehow or another stop death, to protect us from inevitable death. Although we're seeing everyone's dying anyhow, even those have the best protection, they die anyhow, still we don't see, we don't want to see. So what's the solution? Tasma Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvara Hari Kirti-tavya-cha-smarta-vyat-tahe-tavaya. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Pariksit, Tasmat-bharata-sarvatma, Bhagavan-ishvara-hri. What you hear about, what you chant about, what you remember the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead, that He's the solution to our problems. Become Krishna conscious. That's how we prepare for death. Hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, remember Krishna, serve Krishna. That's our preparation. Become Krishna conscious. Vihaya Apurimana Machala Pratishtam Samudram Apa Pradishanti Adva Tadva Kamiyam Pradishanti Sarve Sashanti Matnoti Nakamakami. A person is not disturbed in spite of the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled, it is always still, and alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desire. So only when we sufficiently add Krishna into our consciousness, when we experience sufficiently the happiness of Krishna and his associates, can we become aloof from the promises of happiness in the material world. Vihaya kamiyat sarvam pumam sharati nisriha nirama nirahankara sakshanti madhigashati. One who gives up all desires of sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who's devoid of false ego, and doesn't consider himself a proprietor, he alone can attain real peace. So only by becoming sufficiently absorbed in Krishna consciousness can we actually get free from these unwanted states of existence. Esha Brahma Siddhi Partha Nayan Prati Vimuyati Stipasam Andhikalepi Brahma Nirvana Ruchati. That is the way of spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is never bewildered, being so situated even at the hour of death, and one can enter into the kingdom of God. So that's our preparation. Give up these. Wake up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bola. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling out that we all wake up and absorb our consciousness in Krishna. Yes?
So that process of hearing about Krishna, how can devotees do that more consistently not get distracted?
How can they do it? Pay attention. Give up this idea that I'm going to become the Lord, or I am the Lord, and the enjoyer of the dual nature, and concentrate on Krishna as the Lord and the enjoyer and the friend. Stop thinking we're the benefactor, that we're the controller, that we're the enjoyer, and think that Krishna is the benefactor. Krishna is the enjoyer, and Krishna is the controller. Hear about it and then accept it. You hear about it, and we think, oh, I don't like that. I'm never going to accept that. Keep on telling it, and I'm just going to deny it. Accept it and live according to it. Anything else? Yes?
You talked about this, having Krishna in our consciousness, our spiritual consciousness. On the other hand, you know, bhakti means engaging our senses in service of Krishna. So when activities itself is not wrong.
What's that?
Activities itself is not wrong, or any, materialistic people also doing some activities, devotees also doing activities.
Activities are also part of devotional service. Because we're not this body. Nor is it, just like we have desires and we have intelligence to guide those desires. So part of that intelligence and the desires is to do service to Krishna with this body. So that's also spiritual. Activities performed for Krishna are spiritual. But we have a material concept, so that's material. That's what makes it material. Because we don't do it for Krishna. We don't consciously do it for Krishna. And therefore Krishna is not there. If Krishna is there, then everything becomes spiritualized. We become spiritualized, and our activities become spiritualized, everything becomes spiritual. But we do things and we don't necessarily put Krishna there very much. But at least, if we do what Krishna wants us to do, at least, even if we don't remember Krishna, at least we're doing what he wants us to do. So that's another kind of remembrance of Krishna. Yes?
Because you do this activity, maybe first time you're conscious of Krishna, you're doing for Krishna, and then over a time it becomes so mechanical, and then you wonder, what's happening, nothing happens.
Well, Maya will come along and tell you what's happening. She doesn't forget. You do it mechanically, then after a while you just give it up. And the Maya will slap. We can go along for so long in complacency and doing mechanical. That's not as bad as giving it up. But unless we get a higher taste, then eventually we'll start deviating. And then Maya will give us our reward for our deviation. Encourage us to go back, to do it more thoughtfully this time. Inevitably, everyone's, by our nature, is to love, to experience happiness. So if we do things mechanically, the happiness won't be there very much. And we'll start thinking about other types of happiness. And then we'll get slapped by the material nature, and then we'll probably become more thoughtful in the future. Anything else? Thank you very much. Prendra Shimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Jai. Prabhupada, Ki Jai.